Since I'm 50, I figure my thoughts have gone up from a penny to a nickel. Here's my inspiration for today, what I'd like you to contemplate in this short episode. Hey everyone, this is not going to be a really long episode, but I have been thinking about this for a while because I think it's important to address. Again, we're talking about social relationship clutter. So a little bit of social media, a little bit of our relationships as we relate to each other. And there is something called Reddit. And I don't know what the proper term for Reddit, and it's R-E-D-D-I-T. I guess a listserv, a message board. And so there are all these topics that you can ask about, post, and then people respond, and there are different threads that you can do. So there's one called, the initials are AITA. Am I the self-censoring there? So I'm going to say, am I the butthead? Or as we say in our household with the cats, am I the bum bum? I was inspired because the leader of the people harassing us in Raleigh, very close to closing as I record this, started harassing us because I called her out on her hypocrisy. Since her response was to go after me and get a bunch of people, not a bunch, a handful of people, instead of having some personal reflection time, it's a good reminder to look for our blind spots and be honest where we're being a bum bum head or a butt head. Choose your word of choice. So Reddit has a thread called AITA. Well, a lot of it can be really funny. And one of those things that I can read some of these and really crack up. I've really appreciated it because it has given me different perspectives. Now, some people who post are kind of clowns. Like perhaps they make it up or they know they're being a jerk and they just want to share that and maybe get some attention. But I feel a lot of posts are really sincere and people want to know if they're being a butthead. I talk all the time about awareness plus action equals change. So I think it's great if you can post and share, and am I being a butthead? Because you truly, honestly might not know. What's that great quote from Maya Angelou? You don't know what you don't know. And I believe when you know better, you can do better. So they actually do a top 10, I believe, every year. And those are the ones that usually make you think. Now, sometimes they have the ones that are just when people go off the rails and are really very funny. But the ones that are the most fascinating to me are that are 50-50. And what I love about this is people can post anonymously. Last month, I believe it was, or in July, when I was sharing things that I liked, I talked about that man who people would send them anonymously, and he'd pair it with a photo of things that they were ashamed of or had regrets or whatever it was, or things that they just couldn't share with anyone else. And I've talked before about how important it is to get something off our chest, to share our story. And so an anonymous forum allows this, and because it's so huge, you get a lot of feedback. Now again, they're clowning around. Some people might not be able to hear the feedback, but some might. And some might have that aha moment and moment of awareness. So I love the fact that there is something out there that allows people to share this and get a perspective. The posts that are 50-50, because things aren't always so clear-cut, right? Kind of like life. I used to see things as incredibly black or white, and life is gray, and it's allowed me to get some good food for thought. So we're going to do our own little thread here. Take some time to contemplate. Where are you, butthead? In your life? At work? At home? With your partner? Spouse? Significant other? Friends, family, people you work with, people you work for, people who work for you. Really take a moment to be aware of where you're not being so nice. here are some of the times I've been a butthead. Taking my frustration out on my phenomenal husband because he's closest to me and I know I can react and he's not going to get upset with me, or not maybe necessarily upset, but it's a safe place to do that, right? I've been working really hard to be aware of that, but I've been a butthead when I do that. Had a very difficult year, so it's safe to take out my frustration, but that's not healthy. So I'm becoming, checking in. How are you feeling? What am I doing? Being really aware of my actions. I'm a butthead when I flip someone off in traffic. Now I've become a lot better because I think road rage has just increased and gotten out of hand. One of the things I'm grateful for is that moving to a smaller town, and I'm grateful. I don't know how I lived that 10 years in LA and commuted. So we have less traffic. So that makes it a little bit easier. I'm a butthead when I'm stingy with my love for others. Or if I get into that thinking of the reciprocity, I'm stumbling over this today. I apologize. When I think things aren't even. Now, I'm not talking about random people or someone, you know, always have some people in your life that always want something from you. I'm talking about people that I'm closest with, not those that are just trying to suck the life out of me. So when I'm stingy with my love or if my forgiveness, I'm a butthead to myself when I eat too much or don't express my feelings. I'm a butthead when I don't exercise, don't take care of myself. I'm a butthead when I have those moments when I just want to fold my arms and be cranky and just, I'm not going to look at that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to encourage you to spend some time on increasing your awareness in this area. Like, where am I being a jerky McJerk fake? Now, I want you to remember, this is not about having a boundary or standing up for yourself, because those are healthy things. This is about where, in a way, in an unhealthy way, am I being a jerk? How can I be less of a jerk? How can I not be the butthead? Just spend some time contemplating that and becoming aware. I've given you some examples from my own life where I haven't always acted kindly or been a jerk. But as I become aware of it, then I can stop doing it. So just spend some time contemplating, where am I the bum bum? Take actions from today's podcast. Be aware of where you're being a butthead. Stop being a butthead. On our next episode, we're talking about revenge. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.